morning, good evening,
wherever you are.
Yeah, that too, wherever you're listening from. Open your Bibles. We're going to go a couple places. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 3, if you want to keep your hand in there. But before we go there, I want to read Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. That's a word you don't hear too much anymore. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the removal of your mind? The renewal of your mind. And I want to encourage you, there's a lot of things you cannot control, but you have control over your own mind. And the enemy wants to attack your mind, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to continue on gaslighting, what it is, because we're seeing gaslighting all around us. If you don't know what it is, we want to explain it to you, because it's been happening in a lot of churches. It's been happening in the political arenas. It's been happening many times in your jobs, corporations. All these different things are happening. And if you understand what it is, you won't be controlled. But if you don't know what it is, you're going to allow your mind to take on a new reality. And God doesn't want you to shove your minds away. He doesn't want you to give your mind away. He gave you your five senses. Now, when we were in the Word of Faith back in the day, they always talked about different kinds of knowledge. You can't trust your five senses. I think about it now how bad that really is. Because they told you if you're sick, you really aren't sick. You have to confess it enough times, and you got to get in the Word long enough until your mind accepts the fact that you're really healed. So what is that? That is really Christian science, that your mind heals your body, right? Now, this has been infiltrated, and we've come out of that. But now we're seeing this in the media. We're seeing different things, infiltration on trying to take your reality away from you. God has given you a reality. And right in the Garden of Eden, we see the enemy trying to gaslight right in the very beginning of time. So if he did in the Garden of Eden, guess what? He hasn't stopped. So here in Genesis chapter 3, I've got a lot of material to cover, so you guys be good listeners, all right? Genesis 3, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made, and he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. Now right there, he's questioning what she knew to be true, what God said. And this is what the devil does today. He wants to create doubt in your mind. Is that what really happened? Is this? And there's a lot of things I cannot say right now because it'll be censored, but I want you to think for yourself situations that are happening now, right now in our world. Perilous times, and the Bible says there's many that are going to be lovers of themselves. We see a lot of people that are rising up that are greedy for power and for gain, and we see a lot of control happening. And unfortunately, I believe this is the beginning. And I've been talking about the beginning of sorrows, but we have to know what world we live in is not the world that we thought we lived in. We've come out of a matrix. We've talked about the matrix. If you haven't listened to those, I encourage you to listen to the Matrix series, because what they tell us is real and what really is real, it's like an illusion. And you come out of education with deception. You think that you have now a big degree, you're going to get a great job. People can't even find a job. And you're taught different things in education that you have to question, is that true? Do I really need that? Was that really true? Because as we go into the great reset of what's happening, education is going to be totally different. Another form is coming that we have never even imagined, and we're going to start seeing, you'll no longer even be able to preach out of Romans chapter 1 anymore, because it will be called hate speech. Now the serpent was more subtle. Yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the trees which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it. She was pretty clear, wasn't she? She knew in her own mind what she was supposed to do and what she was not supposed to do. Well, that would be fine. That's her reality. Until the serpent came, who was the type of the devil, neither shall you touch it, lest you die, she said. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now we see seduction, we see trickery, we see deception, but in today's message, I want to talk about gaslighting, what it is. I'm going to explain it all the way through, and I'm going to repeat myself because I'm finding out people don't get things because you say it once. They need repetition, and we need to hear things over and over, especially what's happening on our news today. They're plastering you with stuff. And many people aren't even watching the news anymore. They're just so tired of it. But you have to know there's a lot of things you can't control, but you need to know what's coming in your mind, and you need to know what God has said, right? We're living in the same kind of an era that the enemy wants Gnosticism, which is knowledge. And he's teasing right there. You shall be wise. The thing is, you don't need God. Be wise. You can eat of this tree of... God didn't want them to know that evil. He doesn't want us to experience this evil. He doesn't want us to even probably know about it. But here we are because of the Satan and the Luciferian doctrine and the things he wants to be like God. He's not God, but he wants to be like him. So now we're going to have artificial intelligence. Everything's going to be connected to the internet. Everything is one. We'll all be one. This is what they're moving towards now. Why? Because Satan wants to be like the Most High God, who's everywhere, knowing everything at all times. But he doesn't. God is greater. We always remember that. Because God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now today, good is being spoken of as evil, and evil is being spoken of as good. Things are switching. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desired to make one wise. Now here, if you can write in your Bible, write Gnosticism. Special knowledge. They're always trying to evolve. They always want to have this light. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and also gave unto her husband. Then what happened? The eyes of them were opened. Then all of a sudden they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. And he said, the Lord knew that they partook and they did what they were not supposed to do. But the whole thing I wanted you to see was gaslighting, deception, all these kind of things is not new. It's been with us. So here he caused Eve to doubt the reality of what she knew to be true. The same thing's happening in our world today, to cause you to doubt your own reality of what you know to be true. Here we see Eve's reality of truth is questioned and substituted with lies. And why is all this? What's the goal? Control. To get control over the masses. Control by confusion. Control by doubt. Chaos. Problems, reactions, solutions. The Hegelian dialectic. All these different terms that we've taught on before. We're starting to see things really rise. Her reality. What's your reality? Your facts. Your truth. What was told to her by God was discredited. Satan wanted to manipulate her into believing him. And he wants to do the same thing with us. Manipulate us away from God and his word and start believing the lies that he's putting out in the world. We're not supposed to be conformed to this world. This world, if the love of the world, the love of the Father is not in us, we're not to love this world because it's evil. It's going into the beast system. And this is the key. Satan wanted to manipulate her into believing him more than her own mind. Distort, discredit what God said, discredit her reality, and take on the reality of someone else. This is called today gaslighting. My definition, messing with your head. Messing with your head. It was used in the Garden of Eden, it's still being used today. Gaslighting is common in cults. Most of us that have come from narcissistic abuse know that gaslighting is a tool of narcissism because they want to change your reality so they can control you, isolate you, blame you, cause you... Once a gaslighted person is very easy to control because they use fear and they use blame. It's all your fault. Gaslighting is common in cults and abusive churches. And I want to say not all churches are abusive. There are good pastors out there. They're good leaders. But there I would say that the majority now of what I'm seeing, there's a lot of abuse in churches. And there's a lot of gaslighting in politics. Churches that have been infiltrated. Don't question my teaching. Well, that's not in the Bible. Well, don't question me. I'm anointed and you're not. Don't question my teaching. I've heard from God. That dream was from God. Well, the Bible says don't add to or take away. Your revelation is taking away. Well, don't question me. That's where the door is. If you don't take my teaching and follow it, then you can just leave. This is how they control their congregations. Makes people question. Well, I guess maybe I don't know the Bible like you do, and maybe I'm wrong. And you start questioning your own mind, your own spirit. God's with you trying to tell you this is wrong. Many of us sat in these conventions just knowing something's not right here. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. And everybody else is getting into it. So you thought, well, you know, let's all get into it then. And you have to really get in the spirit. So, you know, you got to get out of your five senses because you got to alternate your consciousness to get in the glory. That's what I was taught. You got to get in. Spend 45 minutes to get out of the natural and just, you know, tune into that glory world. Boy, we worked hard to get in. My goodness. Or they tell you plant a seed and you're going to have a money tree. You plant a seed into my apostolic, I am, so, then you're going to have all the fame and the fortune that you want. Blah, blah, blah. Gaslighting is used in politics. They say one thing and they do another. They say one thing to get elected. You wait and wait and wait. All of a sudden, didn't see that person go to jail. They said that person was going to jail. What happened? Thought you didn't believe in that. Now you're pushing it. You're being gaslit. We are being gaslit. And don't defend anyone. Let God reveal truth to you. Because if we're still defending that pastor or that politician, whatever, you're still under the influence of that control. So gaslighting is used in politics. I call it Hoya. Just blindly follow. Remember, these people that are doing this are narcissistic. They have no empathy towards others. Follow the money trail. You can't serve God and money. That's why when you have money, you can bless people, but you're not using it as a tool to make God obey you. I planted this, now God. You have to do it because of the law of attraction, the law of the force of faith, all these different things. This is all false teachings. And I want you to listen to this carefully, because here's how they control you. And I don't care where you are, work, TV, wherever you're watching, are they trying to play with your mind, your sense of reality? We went to a place we couldn't eat there, but we can eat there on Monday. You stand up and you can get this and all this. There's a lot of stuff that makes no sense. Okay? To control you, they convince the victim, the masses, the person, that the abuse she suffers is your fault. You went and saw grandma. It's your fault. Yeah. Blame is how they control. To convince the victim that she did not experience what she thinks she did. Confusion. Eve, you didn't really hear God say that. If somebody else is always telling you what reality is, pretty soon you doubt yourself. And you start taking on the abuser's image of what you should be doing and what you should, how you should act and what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And then it isolates. So that brings blame, confusion, and isolation. Do we see isolation happening? The whole goal of gaslighting is to isolate the person from the people that they love. Because that way you don't have any support. Controllers love to do that. They love to get you away from your family. A lot of these cultic churches, your family's of the devil, they're bad. And pretty soon you know you won't have anything to do with that relative because they don't believe the same way you do. After all, you're so special. You have revelations, and they don't. So they isolate. They separate the victim from people who love and support them. So it's blame, it's your fault, confusion, and then isolation. Pretty soon your reality has been distorted. You're confused. The tone of abusers can alternate. Well, they're just so kind. They just love me so much. So it can be concerning and kind, or angry, you bad people, and abusive. Sweet, it's still poison. Sweet or anger, it's still poison. So this is a thing, a lot of people don't think they're being manipulated because the person that's abusing them seems so kind and so caring. It's for your safety. So the tone of the abuse can alternate between concerned and kind, angry and abusive. That's easy to find. People screaming and yelling at you, you get that. But when they're kind and sweet, if you're underneath that kind of control, you're really deceived into thinking they love you. The goal? Get them to doubt the reality they know to be true. And take on the lies of the controller. Take on the lies of the politician. Take on the lies of the bad preacher. Take on the lies of the bad boss. Take on the lies of the media. Sweet or poison, it's still abuse. It's abuse. It's emotional, mental abuse on your mind, on your reality, on what real is real and what false is false. And it's all for control. I'm keeping you safe. Your relatives don't love you. I'm keeping you from them. They're bad for you. They're a bad influence. Oh, okay. When you marry a narc, your son marries a narc, say goodbye to having a relationship with them. They isolate that kid for themselves, for control. Get the victim to doubt their God-given senses, their own common sense. Have you been hearing things that don't even make sense?
Yeah.
You're being gaslighted. Get the victim to doubt their God-given senses and their own common sense and rely on the controllers. Now all of a sudden, you have to doubt your five senses and what you feel. You have to go to that controller. Tell me now. I don't know what to believe. You're going to have to tell me more information. You have to stabilize me because now I doubt myself and I have to trust you. A lot of people do that to bad leaders, pastors. They doubt themselves and they just get hooked into these abusive churches. As they no longer trust themselves or their reality. Gaslighted people are very easy to control. The thing is, they have to get you fearful. They use fear. Fear is a weapon of the gaslighter. If they can get you afraid, then they can control you. Remember, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Where's all this fear coming from? Think about that. There is a danger in letting go of your reality. There is a danger in you stop critical thinking. There is a danger for you to just shove your mind off. Because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to be conformed to this world and get your knowledge apart from God and think you can just keep evolving. This is what the false light is all about. They don't need God. They have their light, and they have their dreams, and they have a revelation. Now, the term gaslighting, actually, we watched it. Kudos for Tim sat and watched this with me. The gaslighting movie, it was black and white, really old, but it comes from a 1938 play, Gaslit, which was tuned into a more widely known movie in 1944. It's called Gaslight, where a husband manipulates his wife to make her think she's actually losing her sense of reality, so he can commit her to a mental institution and steal her inheritance. Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And unfortunately, he's still here. But the greedy husband manipulates and torments his wife to convince her she's going mad. Strange things start happening to her. Items disappear, and then they reappear. Lights go on and off. The husband gets his wife to doubt herself as a form of emotional manipulation and abuse. This is where a lot of this term gaslighting has come from, from these movies, but it's very popular now where people say, I'm being gaslit. Well, they don't know what that means, so I want to explain it to you as many ways as I can. Gaslighting is a form of emotional abuse that forces, I want you to notice that word force, that forces people to question their thoughts, memories, and events occurring around them. Has anyone ever told you something that made you doubt your senses? Well, in the faith churches, we were told not to believe our senses. Think about how gaslighting that is. People would say, well, I can't tell anyone I'm really fighting this because I'm supposed to be healed. So you get no comfort from the church because you have no faith. That is emotional abuse. And if that's happened to you, you've been a victim of gaslighting. And I don't care where it came from, it's still wrong, sweet or sour, it's still poison. A manipulator, a politician, a pastor, a boss that made you question your reality, common sense. People don't even have common sense nowadays. Gaslighting is used by public figures to alter the perceptions of the population. Get that. Propaganda. The media tells you one side and one side only to get what they want. And you have to guard your mind. In this hour, you are going to have to protect your own reality. Because gaslighting is used by public figures to alter their perceptions. People are afraid to go outside now. If you watch any of the Purge movies, which I don't recommend, but I just saw a trailer to it, people are afraid of it. And it's just like they're absolutely fear, totally controlled by fear. Gaslighting is a form of abuse that can make you start to doubt your ability to see what is real and what isn't. Thanks to the media, we have a whole lot of it going on right now. You start to wonder if you can trust the information you are getting from your own five senses. This manipulative tool is used by narcissists and can destroy the mental and physical health of people. Mind games, fake data, fear, 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 over and over, brainwashed over and over and over. It takes a toll on you. Now the people that watch certain things they're plugged into, they don't trust themselves. They don't trust their own bodies. They don't trust what God's given them. Now here's the goal of all of this, is to disorient and destabilize to gain control over the population into blind obedience. Let me say that again. The goal of gaslighting is to disorient and destabilize to gain control over the population into blind obedience. Trust the science.
Oh, yeah.
No, thanks.
The goal is to isolate. God tells us to assemble in fellowship. The Antichrist system doesn't want you to have fellowship. It doesn't want you to gather. It wants you to be isolated so you can kind of start following the transhumanism agenda. No touching, no friends, isolation. How far away is that? Only God knows. But the goal is to isolate and brainwash the victim to control their reality. In politics, it's to mislead the public and isolate from valid information. It's called censorship. Fact-checking is now really censorship. It tells you what you can and cannot. I put on one of my Facebook pages a while back on go outside and get some sunshine. I was fact-checked. It's no longer good to go outside and get sunshine. I couldn't believe it. I was just like, okay, I'm kind of done posting. It's all about control. It's all about control over others. Gaslighting only works, listen to this, when the victims are not aware of what is happening. When you are aware of the blaming, of the shaming, of the fear, it can't control you. And that's why I want to just let you know, you do not have to be gaslit, even though they're doing it. The fear and the fear porn, I call it. Fear porn, it's actually pornography fear. Afraid of everything. You don't have to be afraid, because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. They want you to be terrorized. So it only works when the victims are not aware of what is happening. So recognize gaslighting in its early stages. Is this causing me to fear? Is this causing me to fear to even be around anyone? Is this causing me fear? Why is this happening? Well, you have to understand the real agenda. If you're caught up in the now, you're going to just be focused on certain things. But if you know the agendas that are coming, if you know the whole agendas of things that I've talked about for years, you know this is just a piece of the puzzle to get certain things in place. Like it or not, this is where we are. You can choose to be gaslit, or you can choose to be aware of what's really going on and live in peace. The days we have left, live in peace and not in fear. Because they want to blame, fear, isolate, and censor, censorship. A gaslighter sows confusion and doubt. Confusion and doubt. What's happening now? Chaos. What problem? A problem has to be created. Then a reaction has to happen so they can bring their solution in that they've wanted all along. So they gaslight you all along the way to go along with the real agenda. Do you see it? So a gaslighter sows confusion and doubt, so you surrender your power and your rights. Gaslighting is being done in subtle ways, and they don't realize what's being done to them as they are being persistently denied what is real. People don't know what's happening to them. Now they think this is normal. You stop thinking for yourself. You have given over your mind. You have stopped researching. You've stopped looking. You just, so many people are really lazy. They want you to tell them everything. They don't want to do any research. The only way you can get free is the truth will set you free. You've got to do some work. Some examples. Treating people who are not sick. Get your pen out for this word. Treating people who are not sick as if they are sick is a mental illness called Munchausen syndrome. M-U-N-C-H-A-U-S-E-N. Treating people who are not sick as if they are sick is a mental illness called Munchausen syndrome. Research it out. Locking down healthy people. Interesting. Think. Question. Have you been convinced? Have you convinced yourself what the controllers are saying is true? Is this now normal? They have your best interests at heart to keep you safe. Bring yourself back to your reality. Bring yourself back to your reality. Who's trying to control you? Who is bringing confusion and chaos into your life? Who is trying to change your reality? You guys with me?
Yes.
2 Timothy 3, end times, perilous times, men shall be lovers of themselves. Narcissists, they have no empathy. Gaslighting is all about control and gaining control over others. They ramp up their manipulation slowly. If they did it all right at once, you would catch on to it. But if it's like a frog boiling in a pot of water, it's like all of a sudden, you know, it's very slow. By changing the goalposts, this is only going to last 2 weeks. The goalposts keep... Narcissists are great at this. I love you, baby. I'm going to marry you next week, in a year, 2 years, 5 years. Oh, yeah, they future fake. It's called future faking. And this is what gaslighters love to do, because that way you're there for the moment and they tell you what you want to hear, but the goalposts keep moving. So you're being controlled and manipulated, but you don't see it because it's slowly. Future faking. Gaslighting techniques are used by people in power to keep citizens off kilter, distracted. Wonder what's really going on. I remember when they said that Germany didn't go the way they wanted, but the next time they were going to do more circuses, more bread, more so giving you more money, more circuses, more mysteries, and more miracles. Think about that. Those four words. We're going to have more bread, more circuses, more mysteries, and more miracles to keep the people occupied. Off-kilter, distracted, confused, and controlled. Let me say that again. Gaslighting techniques are used by people in power to keep citizens off-kilter, distracted, confused, and controlled. Are we really in this? Yeah, we really are in this. This is a new day. It's emotional abuse to keep their victims in a state of fear. Fear. Fear is a great weapon for controllers. In any kind of an abusive situation, they make people fear. Afraid to see grandma comes to my mind. Afraid of everything. Afraid of going outside. Afraid. Then you get guilted. It's your fault. Listen for when you hear guilt messages. That is a key to gaslighters. When people are confused and divided, they are easily... See, divide and conquer. When you divide classes and you have class warfare and you have all this division, people are easy to control. They're confused and they're afraid. It's just what the enemy wants. He wants you confused and afraid. But God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We have a sound mind, not a crazy mind that says, oh, we all have to unite under these weird banners. It's a new kind of unity. It's a new kind of love. It's not the love of the Bible. Terms are used as for your safety and for your security, for your neighbor, etc. Messing with your reality as the deceivers give you theirs for you. This is what you will now believe. This is now the facts. This is heavy, but once you see it, you can't unsee it. If you don't see it, you don't see it, and you have to ask God to open up your eyes. But once you see it, and you see what the enemy's up to, and how massive and worldwide, the Bible says that's coming under a great delusion. We're in a great delusion right now. And if you've come out of this, and you can see this, just praise God for it, for eyesight, so that you can see. You were blinded, and now you see. Be thankful that you can see this, because it has no power over you when you see it. Religion is also played with reality, like you can control the weather with your words. This is all gaslighting, and it makes me mad because we were saved and we wanted the truth, and we got stuck in some of these religion systems that controlled our reality, and we were walking around like we were so arrogant and thought we were healed and we'd never have a problem. Wow. Make God obey you. Law of attraction. Just, you know, you got to be positive. You got to always say the right perfect thing. Too bad Paul didn't know that. Too bad the Bible's full of words that weren't too positive. That's the law of attraction. Christian Science. All right, let me get ready to close here. Gaslighters create chaos and confusion. Problem. There's got to be a massive world problem now because we're under a new world. So it's got to be a world problem. Then there's going to be a reaction. There's going to be a solution. There's going to come order out of this chaos, but it's their agenda that they planned all along before the problem. And if you see it, praise God that you see it. Create chaos and confusion, pit people or groups against each other, class warfare, spread lies. Sadly, friends and family have grown accustomed to the gaslighter's behavior and consider it to be normal. And if you see it, you're the weird one. Religion takes 45 minutes to take an offering to try to convince you out of your money.
Yes, right.
How sad is that? Politics, vote for me, I'll save you. I'll lower your taxes. Hoya, hoya, hoya. It's always someone else's fault. This is the gaslighter's mantra. It's always someone else's fault. They never take responsibility and own up to abuse, to lying, to deceiving, to tricking. They never own up. It's always someone else's fault. They isolate you for control purposes. They use flying monkeys. They send messages, agendas through other people, through great athletes, TV stars, sports heroes. They're pushing agendas through all of them. You're coming out of the matrix. If you see it, you see it. If you don't, you got a lot of work ahead of you. Are you putting up with information from the media and ignore common sense? Common sense is no longer common. People don't think for themselves. They just are being told what to do, and they blindly follow. Does the information you are seeing and hearing on the media outlets seem contradictory? Confusing? You're being gaslit. You're not confused. They are. So don't let their confusion come on you. Like strip clubs are essential, but churches aren't. Is that confusing? Like your Walmarts are safe, but nowhere else. Is that confusing? Does that make sense? Why doesn't this make sense? Because you're being pushed, agendas are being pushed upon you, and you're being told how to think, and we're being told how to act. Gaslighters are master controllers and manipulators. They challenge your sense of reality. And they are found everywhere. International political figures, both political parties. I'm sorry, whatever ditch you're in, you better get out of the ditch. You better get out of the right and left paradigm, get to the cross. Celebrities, your boss, your sibling, your parents, or a friend, your coworker, your neighbor, your partner, the one-eyed beast, the television. They're found everywhere, gaslighting. Now we hear about fake news, filling our heads with distortions, misinformation, and lies. Classic gaslighting. We need to know how to spot it, and to avoid it, and to overcome it. Gaslighting, manipulation, what's it called in the Bible? Deception. Do you know how many messages I have preached in the last 4 years on deception? I tried to cover it every other way. The Bible says, take heed that no man deceive you. In the end times, the biggest problem is going to be deception. Power and control is the goal. Try and convince you of alternative facts and question your reality. The more you rely on them for the correct version of reality, the more control they have over you. And trust me, I've been in narcissistic relationships. Not just one or two, but multiple. It took me a long time. And then everyone comes differently. I mean, every narcissist comes differently. The last one we had, you can't even tell them the little false doctrine. It's like, Jesus is coming in September. Well, he didn't come. So I told him, please don't talk this way around our group because, you know, it's upsetting people. Well, they got mad and offended and did. Pff. Why? Because you can't correct people when their reality, you can't touch their reality. Jesus has to come before all this. You messed with my reality. Well, guess what? He didn't come yet. So we have to endure to the end, whatever that end is. We have to be strong. We have to learn to trust in God. We have to learn that this world is going one way and God's going another. And the persecution is on the horizon for many people, including myself, for preaching what we're preaching. Because they want to control the facts. They want to wipe out Christianity. Christianity is one of the ways. It can't be the way. And the problem with most Christians, they will say they are, they have mental illness. You're going to hear this a lot more about mental illness. They try to convince you of alternative facts and question your reality. The more you rely on them for the correct version of reality, the more control they have over you. What is it? It's called brainwashing. The goal is deception. Again, Matthew 24, take heed that no man control you, deceive you. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Closing it up here. Not the removal of your mind. Don't remove your mind. Start thinking for yourself. Be critical thinkers. Question everything. Why are they telling me this? Why am I supposed to do this? Is this really real? Because now I heard our governor say one thing, and I heard him say, oh, this is just the beginning of many. Guess what? The goalposts keep moving.
Right.
When you're told something over and over, you believe it. You believe the lies and the contradictions, and you're constantly blamed and guilted. Gaslighters don't keep their promises. Your fears are used against you. Gaslighters isolate you through fear and lies. You are having normal defined for you. Be awake of the key signs. When the goalposts keep moving, when your fears are being played upon, confusion, reality is being canceled. Reality is canceled. Webster's Dictionary, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but he said, Webster's Dictionary said, gaslight is experiences that have no rational explanation. Are we living in a day that we have no rational explanation for things? According to Webster's Dictionary, you're being gaslit. So, Father, we thank you for your truth. That we are not to be conformed to this world, but we're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, not the removal of it. And I just pray for people to awaken to what's really happening. The church really needs to wake up. What's happening? The next week or so, 2 weeks, there's going to be a lot that happens. We just pray for everyone to be protected. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit is truth. Your word is truth. There is no confusion in you. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I just pray for wisdom. Different countries are listening to us. Different laws are being put down. Father, I just pray for wisdom that people would, even if they have situations, that their minds are free. They're not in prison with fear and shame and guilt. Father, we pray that you set your people free and let them see what's really going on in the world and our reality of what it really is, and not what they're trying to tell us, but what's really happening, and expose the agendas for what they are. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. Everyone said? Amen. I want to thank all you YouTube people for writing and emailing. We so appreciate it. I can't even tell you. You kept us going the last month. We couldn't have survived without you, and we're so thankful for you. There's a few of you that just are so faithful. It's just amazing. We kind of go, there's that guy again. There she is again. And we just so appreciate all of your giving. There's just no words. Thank you very much.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.
Apart from you, we can do nothing. So we depend on you. You're the vine.